Well, Richard, I am approximately 6 foot, 200 pounds, 8 inches. I don't know the girth.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Archer.
You're listening to Bonersode 72 for November 20th, 2020. Good morning. Sunday morning. Sorry, I think I had a stroke. Anyway, I'm your host, Richard, and thank you, Simplex, for producing today's show. It's pretty exciting when I get a bona fide celebrity supporter. Today, I'm going to try an idea given to me from unemployed elevator repairman and friend of the show, I Regret Jumping. He wrote, call homeowners and tell them their house is now in the neighborhood smoking section. The rest of the neighborhood is non-smoking, so the smokers will congregate around their house. I love this idea. Let's see how badly I can ruin it.
Hello.
Hello, Donna?
Yes.
Hey, Donna. It's Winston with the HOA.
Oh, with the homeowners?
Yeah. Yeah, Biff just wanted me to give you a ring and let you know the crew's going to be out front there tomorrow installing the ashtrays out at the curb.
I'm not understanding you. I'm sorry.
For the new smoker section that's going up right in front of your house. Yeah, the crew's going to be there.
Smoking section?
Yeah. Basically, what's happening is a crew's going to come out tomorrow morning, and they're just going to be putting in a couple of concrete poles just right at the edge of your driveway, kind of just to the left of it. And on those poles are going to be a couple of ashtrays for the smokers to congregate around.
Well, we don't smoke and we don't want it in our front yard.
Yeah. Oh, it's not going to be in your yard. Just right at the edge of it. And you don't have to smoke. Like, you're not required to join in or anything. You just...
Which side of our driveway? I guess it would have to be on the...
They're going to be right to the right of the middle, near the top of the left, just right there.
But why did we get picked? Why not somebody else?
It was just kind of luck of the draw.
Well, we're gonna complain about that. We don't want that.
Oh, no, and no, I'll you have, can't. There's no complaints.
I can talk to my lawyer, and I can do anything I want to.
Well, yeah, of course you can talk, but, I mean, that'd be a big waste of time because your lawyer doesn't have any say over what the HOA does.
Because she will help us with anything because we're both disabled.
Well, that's, I mean, that's...
we can't fight you literally, but we will fight that.
Oh, I don't want to fight you, ma'am. There's no reason to come to blows over this.
Well, it's not going to be in next to my yard because I don't want anybody smoking around us.
And did you say your lawyer's a woman?
What difference does it make?
Well, I mean, let's get real. Come on. You know, you have even less of a chance of winning any legal battle with the HOA now.
Everybody knows my lawyer.
Yeah, okay.
She knows.
I bet
she is a
I
she,
bet your
and
lawyer.
Everybody knows her.
I bet your lawyer is just so cute in her little pantsuit.
Not telling you who she is. She'll tell you who she is.
Oh, I didn't ask who she was. I'm just saying, I bet she's just adorable, you know, with her little briefcase and hairstyle.
No, I don't believe so.
And little shoes.
She's been around the corner a few times.
Around the corner? She's a hooker?
I'm not going to talk about this anymore. I'm just telling you, no ashtrays are going to be
to my
driveway.
They're going
to
be out there tomorrow, like I said, around 9.
No, they won't.
Oh, yes, they will.
Well, it'll come down too.
Well,
and
no.
And what are you going to do then?
Well, you can't
gonna
be...
ask me to leave my property?
Well, no, of course not.
I'll report you to the HOA committee.
I work for Biff.
Nobody
so.
Likes you anyway.
Why would you even say that?
Well, because it's true.
Nobody likes me?
No, they don't.
Donna, you're going to make me cry.
Go ahead. I'll say boo-hoo.
You're just being so vicious with me.
I am. You're not going to put an ashtray at the end of my
Well, you'll find out, and you can't tear them down either.
You'll find out too. Because I'll call her tonight.
That's destruction of property if you tear down the ashtrays.
It's my property.
Oh no, it's not. The edge of the curb there, that's owned by the HOA. You have no say over it. And just wait until I tell you what else we're going to do.
See, that's why nobody likes you.
Why?
You think you're so, you can tell people what to do and that makes you so great. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're not. And I don't sit back and take it from anybody. And you can laugh all you want to, but maybe we'll get rid of you.
Yeah, you can't get rid of me. You haven't seen the last of me, Donna.
You're really scaring me to death.
No, I don't want to scare
you. You're really scaring me to death.
Are you being sarcastic?
Because I'm 82 years old and my husband's 86. And you have not been friendly. You haven't been anything.
You're the one.
And we've...
You're the one that it was all, you know, just been out of shape.
You're the one that's going to destroy my property.
I'm not going to destroy your property. I'm just going to put an ashtray out front for the smokers.
No, you're not.
Basically, I'm just wondering why you hate your neighbors.
Why we hate our neighbors? Our neighbors have never even, one of them came and offered help during the freeze. You didn't.
Bull crap. I was helping out.
You didn't offer any help.
I helped out everyone I could. I did my very best, Donna. Despite the fact that
I'm gonna let you go.
Despite the fact that I'm in a wheelchair, I.
Hello.
Hello, James.
Yes.
Hey, James. It's Cody with the HOA.
Yes.
Jim just wanted me to give you a call and just ask if you could please quit pointing that transmogrifier at his house.
That what?
Your transmogrifier. He just doesn't appreciate you transmogrifying all his belongings.
Who is this? Who are you?
It's Cody with the...
Cody?
Yeah.
I don't know a Cody.
Yeah, I don't know if we've ever met personally. Biff just wanted me to kind of mediate this situation.
And who's complaining?
Jim, just, a little ways down from you.
Yeah?
Yeah, he said that, you've been transmogrifying a bunch of his stuff in his house and...
What's a transmogrifier?
Okay, I don't get why you're playing dumb on this. Like, we know it's coming from your house, and we're not mad at you or anything. It's no big deal, but...
I don't know what the hell you're talking about. I don't know you. I have no clue what the hell you're talking about. You're going to have to tell me what... I'm not transmitting anything.
Well, yeah, you've been just transmogrifying several items in his house, just turning them into other things, like his couch. You transmogrified that, turned it into a pineapple.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, and like we get it, it's like you're a jokester, you're such a card, but is there like a way to reverse that? Because Jim's pretty upset.
Wow. Cody, where are you calling from? Because I'm going to have this call traced.
Well, I'm over here on 120th. I'm not too far from you.
120th.
Yeah, what do you mean traced?
Because I don't know who you are, and this is a joke. This is a ridiculous joke, man.
It's not a joking matter.
It is a joke. I mean, it is a joke. Call the police. Call the police on me.
It's not a police matter, James. Why are you acting like this?
What is it?
We're just asking nicely.
What are you at? What I mean? You're nuts. You're fucking nuts.
You're the one that's pointing a transmogrifier at Jim's house.
A transmogrifier? I don't even know. That's nuts in itself.
You know damn well.
I do not.
Oh, bullshit.
I want you to come over to my house right now.
I'm not coming over there. You're gonna transmogrify me.
I will. I'll turn you into a friggin' toad.
See, and that's that right there. That's a threat. That's a threat.
Yes, it is.
You can't be making threats.
You better call the police. You better call the police on me.
No,
please.
It's not a police matter.
Please do. Well, I threatened you. Call the police.
Well, no, it's like we can settle this. We can settle this.
I don't know who you are. I don't know what this is about. So I'm hanging up.
James,
this is ridiculous.
You need to quit transmogrifying things.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Jan.
Hello. Yes.
Hey, Jan, it's Winston with the HOA.
I don't know any Winston.
Is this Jan over there on... Do I have the right number?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, I have the right one. Jim just wanted me to give you a call and ask if you could just please stop pointing that transmogrifier at his house.
Okay, tell him I'll get right on that, okay? Goodbye, asshole.
Hello?
Hello, Jim?
Yes.
Hey, Jim. It's Winston with the HOA.
Yes.
Biff wanted me to give you a call and just ask if you could just quit pointing that transmogrifier over at Cody's house.
What are you talking about?
The transmogrifier that you've been pointing at Cody's house. It's just, just disrupting things, just causing kind of a problem. I'm sure you don't mean to, but it's just kind of creating an inconvenience, you know, and Biff wanted me to ask if he could just kind of cut that out.
Wow, I'm shocked.
Why are you shocked?
Well, because I don't have a transmogrifier.
We know it's coming from your house. I mean, there's really no reason to deny it. It's not like we're mad at you or anything. It's no big deal, but you can't be transmogrifying a bunch of Cody's things, you know? Like, the other day when you transmogrified his couch, turned it into a pineapple. I mean, that was just... I know it's kind of funny and everything, but can you, like, de-transmogrify it at least? That was a nice couch.
Well, I would if I could, but it's only a one-way process.
Well, I mean, there's no reason to be a smartass about this, Jim. We all got to live here, you know? We all got to pull together in these times.
Yeah. And so exactly where does Cody live?
You know where he lives. You've been pointing your transmogrifier at his house.
Well, I'm sorry, but Cody's the name of my dog. I don't have a neighbor named Cody.
Of course you do, and that's kind of rude to refer to him as a dog.
Yeah?
Do you really have a dog named Cody?
Yeah.
No way. Come on, Jim. You're just a practical joker. What a card.
So what's your position in the HOA?
What do you mean? I just work for Biff.
What is your position?
I don't have a position. I don't have a position. I just help Biff out. He's got, things to take care of, and he doesn't want to talk to people.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm just shocked.
Everything shocks you.
Well, I just thought he had more balls than that to do it by himself rather than to talk to somebody outside the community to make this call.
I'm not outside the community. I'm over here on 121st.
Really?
Yeah, really.
And what's your name again?
Winston.
Winston. Wow. Mm-hmm.
Are you shocked by that too?
Yes.
Why is that?
Well, because first off, there's no such thing as a transmogrifier.
Oh, bullshit.
I'm an electrical engineer.
Oh, no, you're not.
I just know you're bullshitting the hell out of me. So you have a good day.
Well, it's already nighttime.
You have a good day.
Don't tell me what to do, motherfucker.
I knew I'd get you to that point.
Hello?
Hello, Dan.
Yes?
Hey, Dan, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yeah?
Hey, Biff wanted me to give you a call, just kind of give you a heads up. The crew's coming over tomorrow to set up those new ashtrays out at the curb there.
The new what?
The ashtrays, for the new smoker section of the neighborhood. It's just going to be going in. It's kind of right at the...
I don't have any idea what you're talking about.
The neighborhood's being divided up into, smoking and non-smoking sections.
It's not. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. Where did you come up with that idea?
It was in the email that we sent out
there was no email about smoking section. That's the stupidest thing I ever heard. The neighborhood is not going to put up a smoking section. What the hell are you talking about?
Dan, why are you cursing me out?
That is the dumbest thing I've heard. I'm pissing you off? You're a fucking idiot, buddy.
Dan, why are you cursing me out? I'm just trying to...
Why not? You're an idiot. I don't have to listen to idiots.
Why are you getting angry with me?
Where the fuck did you go from? Because you're talking nonsense.
But I'm just...
What are you, a Trump supporter or something?
What?
You think he won the election?
Okay, are you...
Is that what you think?
Dan.
You're just a fucking moron.
Dan, this doesn't have anything to do with Trump or politics. It's just part of the HOA.
It doesn't have anything to do with the HOA either, you idiot.
Dan, are you like a cartoon or something?
Am I a cartoon? You're the moron, not me.
Dan, I'm just passing the word along. I don't understand.
There is no word to pass along. If Biff wanted me to know something, he'd call me. In fact, he'd walk right next door and talk to me.
Biff is a
He would send somebody from to call me.
Biff
what
is
the fuck is that number anyway?
Listen here, motherfucker.
What is... Tell me.
Listen to me, you fuck. Biff is a busy man. He doesn't have time to be, you know, just calling every...
Oh, shit. He's retired, you idiot. He's not a busy man.
He has hobbies.
He's got nothing to do all day. His wife's at work and he's just fooling around over there all day.
Biff is busy.
I'm sorry. You're just a moron.
No, Biff is busy counting ballots for the Trump administration.
Yeah. Just go away, buddy. You're an idiot.
He's in the local...
Fella?
Is this Gail?
Yeah, you just talked to my husband. I heard the whole thing.
Yeah, I was hoping I could reason... I could just reason with you, because Dan seems to...
Here, tell me, where do you live, sir?
I am just down the ways from you, over here on 119th.
You're on 119th. Well, why don't you come out of your house and wave at me, because I'm on 119th.
Ma'am, I have no arms. That is very rude of you to say.
You have no arms.
You know damn well that I'm the armless guy in the neighborhood.
I don't know of any armless guy in the neighborhood.
Well, maybe you ought to get out more and meet your neighbors.
And if you can't wave, why don't you just walk on out?
Well, ma'am, you know damn well I don't have any legs.
You know what? My husband said you were a moron, and he was so right. I'm going to say goodbye.
Thanks again, Simplex, for helping protect the lungs of the non-smokers in this neighborhood. I just realized that I might have listeners so young, they don't even know that restaurants used to have smoking and non-smoking sections. But that's the kind of idea you get from an 82-year-old unemployed man who sits around the house reading Jordan Peterson. Thanks everyone for listening to and supporting the show. Next week, I'm going to be working on the next full episode of APCS. So sorry if Bonersode 73 is delayed just a little bit. Bye.
Don't let the sun catch you crying. The night's the time for all your tears. Your heart may be broken tonight, but tomorrow in the morning light, don't let the sun catch you crying. The nighttime shadows disappear, and with them go all your tears. For the morning will bring joy for every girl and boy. So don't let the sun catch you crying. Crying's not a bad thing, but stop your crying when the birds sing. It may be hard to discover that you've been left for another. But don't forget that love's a game, and it can always come again. Oh, don't let the sun catch you crying. Don't let the sun catch you crying, oh no.
My name is Runk, and Hoorty has seen my 8-inch dick.